Happy beings are illumined beings. Aware beings are spiritual beings. This is Dr. Herbert L. Byerly, Dean of the University of Healing here in Campo, California, paradise on earth. And we're bringing to you today the thought for today. Happy beings are illumined beings. Aware beings are spiritual beings. Now, we have promoted the idea of happiness a great deal in our life. We have said that happiness is such a desirable and wonderful factor in our world, and it is. It's terrific. If you can go through life happy, you will have attained all that you can attain in this human world. And that's beautiful. Everyone should live a happy life and attain all that they can in this human world. Now, if that were all that there is to life, then that'd be just fine. And for the majority of humanity, that is all there is to life. If they can just live a happy, healthy life with a body that is not giving them trouble, with a mind that is balanced, with relationships that are harmonious, if they can just have a happy life, they're content. And then there are a few who are not content with that. They have a physical body that they don't pay attention to. They have a mental beingness, if you will say, that they pay little attention to. And they listen only to that inner spark, that inner illumination, that inner awareness. And they're aiming for the high road of divinity. They're aiming for the spiritual mastership of themselves. Now, you say, well, what's wrong with being an illumined being? That sounds pretty cool to me, being an illumined being. Well, being an illumined being means one thing. Can any of you tell me in a word what being an illumined being means?
Attitude.
Yes, attitude, but it means that you know it. Now, but a spiritual master does it. You see, you know all these things. For instance, you know that if you go around and say, well, the world is full of shit, the world is dumb, the world is lousy, the world is filled with people who are just not got their head together, the world is rotten. Well, that's the kind of world you're going to experience. Mm-hmm. And I'm not kidding you. Now, if you go around saying, the world is beautiful, the world is lovely, the world is in balance, the world is harmonious as far as its ecology goes, as far as everything. If you quit reading the newspapers and filling your mind with all the garbage, then you'd have a much easier task of having a world that you want to have. But you want that world of garbage, or else you wouldn't talk about it. You would not empower it. Because let the words of my mouth and the meditations of my heart be acceptable in thy sight. O Lord, my strength and my Redeemer. And we don't believe it. We don't believe that, because we let the words of our mouth be kind of rotten sometimes, be kind of disgusting. We let the words of our mouth be de-illuminating. we say we don't want a cold, and yet we say, I got a cold, and it's my cold. And I got a cold in the head, got a cold in the shoulders, I get cold. Yeah, we claim it. Yeah. And then we say, we wonder why we have it. And we say, oh, you are a genius. Wow, you're fantastic. Oh, no, no. I'm just learning. Oh, no, no. We deny it. Mm. We should say, thank you. I accept.
Yeah.
Wonderful. I'm working on even being a greater genius. But I accept. You understand? It is as simple as that. And someone comes up and says, oh, you look great today. And you say, oh, just an old rag I put on, and I just really am nothing. Well, what we're doing is we're telling that person that their vision is poor. Now, that is being an illumined being. What? Yes, that's being an illumined being. You are aware, and I don't want to use the word aware, but I'm using it. You are acknowledging conditions as they appear to be. You're acknowledging illusions. You're acknowledging the appearances. And because you're acknowledging the appearances, you're empowering the appearances to be a reality in life. Now, one who is going for a spiritual mastership, they don't acknowledge anything. They will not acknowledge this world as being real. They'll say it's an illusion. They will not acknowledge conditions as being real. They say, oh, they're illusions. They will not acknowledge their bodies as being real. They say they will live intelligently in them. They'll feed them, house them, clothe them. They'll do all the right things. But the body does not control their thinking. The body does not control their awareness. The body does not control their needs and their wants. We have read of many rather illumined beings, we have read of many who can eat a grain of rice for a day or two, and they're satisfied. And some who don't even drink or breathe. Now, breathing, I haven't heard about that, but drinking, I've heard a few of those out in Arizona. Now, they're elsewhere in the world, but they're not so predominant, because it takes a special gift of awareness within yourself that you don't need it. And then, not that you believe it, but it is so. You don't have to believe that the sun comes up and goes down. It is so. It is an illusion that is so. These are conditions that are illusions that are so. Now, they don't have to be. They don't have to be. They can be just illusions that the world is experiencing, and the master consciousness sees beyond that. What did Jesus, as a master consciousness, see when he saw a person who was crippled?
He saw his wholeness.
No. He saw him crippled, and he saw him being exactly what he wanted to be. There's nothing wrong with being crippled. There's nothing wrong with having your house burned down. There's nothing wrong with not having your house burned down. These are all things of consciousness. And if we start saying it's wrong, then we're saying somewhere God is wrong. And everything is God, right?
Mm-hmm, sure.
If everything is God, we can't say that a house burning down is not God. We cannot say that an accident that kills people is not God. A volcano that spews out its wonderful fumes and whatever is not God. It is. Everything is God. But what aspect of God do we want to experience? We have the plethora of universal consciousness as our choice of experiences. And what do we concentrate on? Do we concentrate on the blue lagoon and the lovely waters and the lovely palm trees? Or do we concentrate on the sharks and on the cannibals? Oh boy, oh boy, oh boy. Think about it. When you watch a movie, do you remember the dramatic parts, the emotional parts, or do you remember the beautiful, serene parts where they're just in peace and in harmony and in joy? That's what you say you'd like to remember, but you don't. You don't. I ask each one of you about the most exciting thing that you can remember in your life, and not one of you will mention a peaceful thing. It'll always be some very dramatic emotional event of your life that left a great impression on you. And perhaps it was something that somebody else would say, that impressed you? Why, I did never think a thing about that. But you see, things impress each of us differently. When you're a little child and your mother says, go play on the street, and you're very sensitive, you say, my mommy doesn't love me. And if you're another child in the same family, your mother says, go play on the street, she says, mean, get out of here before I spank you. You know? And she doesn't want you to die. She just wants to have a little peace and quiet for a few moments. Now, you see, when we are happy beings, we are illumined beings, and we live a very beautiful life. And from the human point of view, we're right in there. But when we are aware beings, we are spiritual masters, because we see with one-pointedness, untouchability, unpossessed, non-judgment. We see with those things. We do not judge whether one condition is right or one condition is wrong. Because here you hear a person is crippled. Oh, that's so terrible, that's so terrible. No. Here a person wins the sweepstakes, and then they said, nope, you got the wrong number. And then somebody else wins it. He says, you got the right number. Now, there's somebody else who wins it, they're going to say, wow, wonderful. And the one who loses, he thought he had it. He's, oh, darn, 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 darn. He's very unhappy. Now, what's the difference? You should be happy with it or without it. Now, before that person knew that they won it, they were happy. When they won it, they were happy. And then when they found out they didn't win it, then they were unhappy. Now, a condition that is totally irrelevant should make them happy and unhappy is how our life is. We let these strange attitudes sort of lift us up and drop us down and push us around. But when we are aware beings, we are working on our spiritual mastership. Yeah. And our spiritual mastership is to be untouched by anything. Mm-hmm. Our spiritual awareness is to be unpossessed of anything. Now, we were cleaning out Kip's garage, Kip and May's garage. And as we cleaned out the garage, many things came to light for her daughter and their son. Many boxes came down and they found all sorts of interesting things. But it's past, dead, gone, away. But they reveled in the memory of it. Uh-huh. And it was lovely. Yeah. It was lovely. But they reveled in the memory of it. They couldn't let it go. They should have stayed out of that garage and just let me take everything, because then it would come down here and what we could use, we'd use, and the rest goes into the dumpster. And that's beautiful. And we cling on to these things. They didn't know about it when it happened, but they remembered that something happened because they were just little children when a lot of things happen. And now they're looking over, oh yeah, oh dad got this, oh yeah, mom did this, and that's wonderful. But bringing up the old memories. Now, it was interesting. T was called by the newspaper. They wanted to do a story on May. And they were questioning him. We were sitting in the restaurant eating. And they were questioning him. And then they wanted a picture. And so T wanted to give them a picture of his mother-in-law, which was a very glorious picture when she was 17. Well, now she's 78. And the newspaper said, we'd rather have something more current. And he said, well, this is current. This is how we see her. Well, he never saw her at 17. Mm. He never knew her at 17. Her daughter never knew her at 17. Nobody knew her at 17. You know, I didn't even know her at 17 because I was in the service. No, I wasn't. She was older. But, I mean, I had my own life. But I hardly knew her either. And she looked glorious, you know, just like a beautiful 17-year-old girl. Just fabulous. But there were other pictures that were far more beautiful because they showed the mature woman, the mature, happy, hearty, healthy woman, like the one that we had at the wedding picture that we put on her funeral notice, the memorial notice. But you see, we hang on to these past things. We hang on to them. And it's one. Now, Ellen, I took two boxes from their garage, and in these two boxes were two fluorescent light fixtures. Well, I wanted a fluorescent light fixture under my sink. It was 48 inches, exactly what I wanted. And I opened the wrong end of the box. I opened the box end that had not been opened. I didn't realize the other end was open. I pulled it out, and here it was, broken and used and completely should have been trashed when it happened, which was many years ago, but it wasn't. I took out of their garage so many things that maybe we'll fix it up, you know, maybe later we'll look at it and things like that, but it doesn't work that way, you know. And so they're fantastic and they're wonderful, and but memories can oftentimes mess us up because we live in the past instead of the present. Now, May is having a wonderful adventure, and that's it. Whatever it is, we don't know for sure, because we haven't taken this particular adventure from this planet Earth, and it'll be a great experience. Now, let's release her and let her go. It's releasing us, her in us, and we keep hanging on to that, and so we're not going to get any peace. We're happy, illumined human beings. Now, we want to work on being aware beings, spiritual masters. And the way that we work on being aware beings, spiritual masters, every single instant of our life, we are speaking positive about ourselves. We are speaking positive about the world. We are speaking joyous things about the world. We are recognizing the truth about the world, and we are bringing it forth in our experience. Now, the truth about the world is what I want it to be. For one person, the world is a rotten place, because that's what they want. For another person, the world is a world filled with wars. They're a mercenary, and they follow war after war after war, and they just love to fight. They just think that's great. Another person, peace is what they want. another person poetry is what they want, or whatever. But the thing is, this is all a matter of where we put our consciousness, where our life is, and this is what a spiritual master does. A spiritual master is untouched by anything that goes on in the world that he has no interest in. He's only touched by what he has interest in. But you might say the illumined beings, the relative people, are the same way. They are only touched by what they have an interest in. And they're touched by things that they say they don't like. Then don't pay attention to it. Don't empower it. Don't love it. Don't put it into being. Just release it and be yourself and have fun. Now, this is what we can all do. We can be ourselves and have fun. Happiness, happy beings are illumined beings, but they're human beings. Illumined and human rather rhyme. Aware beings are spiritual masters, and they let the past be bad. The past is gone. The past is past totally. They live where, Ingeborg?
In the now.
In the now, the only place there is. And they don't think of the past, they don't think of the future, they just enjoy the now 100%. And when you find any person in your experience, including yourself, when you find any person who lives 100% in the now, they are 100% spiritual illumined masters. When you find any person living a little bit in the now, then they're a spiritual master working on it a little bit, you know. But when you are 100% in the now, wow. Sounds good, doesn't it? 100% in the now, wow.
Yeah.
So, this is our thought for today. Happy beings are illumined beings. Aware beings are spiritual master. Which one do you want to be?
All of them. All I want is everything.